Andrew Hody's taking your phone calls today, 216-474-0092. We'll hear his fine voice doing 2020s in a bit. And Packer fan Dan is flying our ship today. That would be Dan Menigan. By the way, my buddy Dave gave me, he called me yesterday, and he said, by the way, I love Coach Kevigan.
Just out of the blue?
Massive.
Well, it was during the course of a conversation, but he says, I love Kevigan. I love when Menigan does Coach Kevigan.
Coach, why did you keep four quarterbacks, Coach Kevigan?
It wasn't really why I did that.
Too bad. I just did it anyway.
Andy, we see everyone on this roster as someone who can make an impact on our rooms and can make an impact on our organization. Mm. We were really impressed with how all four of our quarterbacks were able to perform on the grass and their ability to fill bonds with their teammates.
Gotcha.
On the grass. I love how all the media members are now saying on the grass when they're talking about
stuff. How about that? Yes. That's now the new media member line, too. He has infiltrated into their minds, this on the grass line.
Kevin has burrowed his way into your brain.
You know, Jeff and I were talking before the show, and, you know, we were in the prep room for our show.
Which has grass.
Yeah, the Baskin and Phelps prep room.
It's not really on the floor, but you know what I'm talking about.
It's okay, though.
It's legal now.
You know, we really felt like we were getting the optimum performance in our pre-show meetings by changing the light.
I thought he was Kevigan. What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about it. He is Kevigan. Sorry.
Can Kevigan do the Guardians starting lineup today? No,
yeah,
let's have Menigan do it.
I'm not going to lie. We probably shouldn't because they're sponsors.
They'll get us in trouble. You know, you're in your 30s. I mean, how much trouble are you going to get into? Yeah, and Andy really. And I are way past that, so...
Do you want the meeting to go longer? You were the one trying to not get yelled at for our mistakes earlier. Now you're trying to make mistakes to get yelled at.
Good point.
Unbelievable.
That's valid.
All right, the Guardians line up today for the 1 o'clock, or I should say 1:10 first pitch down the corner of Carnegie and Ontario.
10 minutes are essential.
Michael Wacha versus Tanner Bibee for this game. Hopefully Bibee can go out and give you a couple innings and rest that pen.
Wacha.
Hitting leadoff for your Cleveland Guardians today, Steven Kwan, the left fielder. The second baseman, Andres Jimenez, will hit second for the Guards today. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez, will be hitting third. Josh Naylor will be hitting fourth. He'll be playing first base for the Guards today. David Fry will be your designated hitter. He'll be hitting fifth. Hitting sixth, Will Brennan, the center fielder. Hitting seventh, Jenkenzie Noel, the right fielder. At shortstop today, hitting eighth, will be Daniel Schneeman. And the catcher in the squat throwing down the signs, Bo Naylor, will be hitting ninth for your Cleveland Guardians today as they look to, well, at least take one, make life a little bit better, maybe gain a lead once again against the Kansas City Royals. 1:10 is your start time.
I'm just going to give you one thought, then we're going to get back into some football stuff.
Okay. About Coach Kevigan?
Mandy Bell has a Q&A with Chris Antonetti.
Yeah.
And Chris said something about the Texas Rangers last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked it up. Does this make you feel any better?
Mm-mm.
The Rangers won the World Series.
Okay.
From mid-August into September, they went through a 30-game stretch where they lost 20 games.
Okay.
They went 10-20 in a 30-game stretch.
And...
in August and September.
Dan Menigan, 92.3 The Fan. Montgomery, Quad Fire, and they had Max Scherzer. Just want to throw that out there.
All right. The Browns have four quarterbacks.
So is there a question in there? Is there a question in there?
Don't
make me go Deion Sanders and stop you from asking questions
at
our press
Cobb
conference.
With nine fingernails.
Do you think that having... Max Scherzer and Jordan Montgomery catching fire helped your ball club?
Listen.
We have nine fingernails on Alex Cobb.
If you want to ask questions at these press conferences, I highly suggest you change your attitude.
Who are you, Deion?
Yes, I'm Deion. Although they had some pretty, I got to look them up. They had some interesting nicknames for Deion in the paper there in Denver.
By the way, if you want a quarterback next year in the draft,
yeah,
his son right now listed as the number two quarterback prospect by ESPN. Do we need another quarterback? 216-474-0092. Joe's in Parma. Joe. Hi, Joe.
We're good.
We're trying to just sit back and watch and see what Andrew Berry does with four quarterbacks, Joe.
I'm going to be honest. I'm trying to figure out. Oh, go ahead, Joe. I'll tell you after the. Go ahead. Well, he hasn't played enough to catch fire. That's part of the problem. We knew what we were getting in the beginning. We knew there was suspension in the beginning. And, injuries happen. I don't know how you can. I can't blame the front office for the injury.
Right now, there are 3 years left on that contract, though, Joe. Boy, there's a twist.
I don't know that he gets through. I think that's the concern. There's a lot of people think he won't make it through to a practice squad. He'll get picked up instantly. I'm just saying what common thought might be.
All right, Joe. Thank you very much. Two interesting practice squad signings. Miles Gaskin, who was cut by Minnesota, goes back to Minnesota's practice squad.
Okay.
And Dalvin Cook is going to Dallas's practice squad. Not on their roster right now.
Well, we're going to hear a flurry of practice squad signings here in about 11 minutes. Yeah. So that's when it's allowed to happen.
Yeah, it's coming on strong.
I did have an epiphany, but I don't want to break your train of thought if you have a different train of thought.
Go ahead. I was just going to talk about the roster a little bit, a couple of the moves.
Because I know we're going to talk about that. So, you were talking about Deion Sanders just a second ago. I was trying to figure this out. Please don't get mad at me for bringing this out. What would be more of a disaster for you as a head coach than to have Deion Sanders as one of the parents, as one of your players, or LeVar Ball? What would be worse? If you had to pick one of the two evils, you could pick LeVar Ball or Deion Sanders to be a parent of one, and you have one of their kids on your team.
LeVar went away.
He did go away, didn't he? I don't think Deion would go away.
I don't think Deion would either.
I think that would be an absolute nightmare.
You'd find him in the special elite wing in the Pro Football Hall of Fame that he wants to have.
Yes, this is true. I forgot about that. Yes. What would you have to pick one. I'm going to say LeVar Ball in his prime. How's that sound?
Oh, my goodness.
Has LeVar slipped? Do we know of a LeVar slippage?
He's slipped. I haven't heard a whole lot.
Yeah.
I think my answer would be Deion. Because I could at least turn around and go, you know what? You think you're so damn smart? You coach the team. And hand it to
and
him and walk
would.
Away.
And he would.
And I think the fact that I could play that card and it would end with me walking out the door and not dealing with it anymore, I like that. I would take Deion.
That would be my worst nightmare. Especially if they were young. Could you imagine having, their kids at like 13, 14 trying to coach their kids? Yeah. And say you had them both as parents. That is an absolute nightmare. That is why the 24-hour rule was invented. Don't talk to a coach for 24 hours until the game's over. It was invented for them.
It was, huh?
Yes.
That's good to know.
What a quandary that would be. What a quandary.
Oh,
what
I said, I'd take Deion in a minute. Because I could either get Deion on the assistant coach bench with me if I've had enough of him to go, hey, then if you think you could do this, then you get down here with me and you help me coach this and let's work together instead of you yelling at me. LeVar would never want to do that. LeVar just wants to complain.
It would be about calling the wrong plays for his kid.
Yeah,
it would
then be about call the plays. LeVar would never do any of this stuff. He just wants to complain. Deion wants to find solutions. I can work with people who are obnoxious that want to find solutions.
But think about how your whole team would be outfitted in like sweatsuits from Big Baller. Like, that would be awesome.
You'd get freebies.
Would it? Yeah. I feel that's like true. He would promise it, and then they would never show up.
Either that or he'd send you an invoice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's in it for a buck.
Yeah. What would Deion's would...
Can't blame him. It's all
just
about
imagine
the Benjamins.
What your team would look like if Deion was sponsored.
It said Deion makes total sense. LeVar just wants to complain. I can't work with you if you just want to complain. If you want to help me, that's a different story.
You're too analytical on this. Too analytical.
Beep, one thing about the cutdowns, to me, that's interesting...
Good right turn.
I think that, thank you. Did you see like the various lists by the various teams? I mean, these teams are cutting like 40 guys.
You have a choice.
That's how many guys are trying to get into the NFL. And that's why whenever it's like, boy, all of a sudden our safety is out, boom, there's another safety there. There are so many guys who are on the fringe of the NFL. And we'll go to the UFL and play, maybe go to Canada. There's so many guys. And though it's interesting for us to look at cutdown day, and for a lot of those kids, and their dream came to an end yesterday. Some won't get signed to practice squads. Some are going to be outside of the league this year. They're going to be, you know, working some regular job, trying to stay in shape, hoping to get signed by the Birmingham Stallions.
Well, think about it. Right? What would you say? You think everybody released 40 guys yesterday times 32? What, almost 1,300?
About 35 guys, probably.
1,300 people got laid off
Browns,
yesterday?
Browns, I think 38 guys.
Don't you think that would be a major story if there was somewhere 1,280 workers laid
60%
off?
40% of our workforce laid off.
You know what that means? Expansion.
Except they've been doing this for years.
I know. Well, it'd be easy to have.
Yeah, might be.
Although that would mean that you could add another, say you had two more teams, then you probably would add another 80 guys to that list of being laid off.
When it comes to quarterbacks, the guy that we always look to, who always has great stuff, is Mike Sando from The Athletic. We talked about his quarterback tiers earlier in the week, not necessarily complimentary about a certain number four for the Cleveland Browns. Sando with us next here on Baskin and Phelps.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain Scent Beads for an even longer lasting scent.